following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland, from the home office in Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you for dialing us up and coming into the show and having some fun with us. I was teasing last week about how I was going to do something from the road. Well, I was out on the road. I went to Texas. I've got family down there, and I was there. I flew in to drive back. Long story, and it's sort of pointless. But here's the thing. I drove back, and I was in Austin, in the Austin area, and I drove back to Memphis, which is, I don't know if anybody of you have ever done that drive. You do it all in one fell swoop. It's right at 11 hours, the way I drive, which is, you know, somebody down there was kind of chatting. Well, it takes you 11 hours. Wow, what are you doing there, Grandpa? It takes me 10. I probably could have done it in 10, but I got held up, not really held up, but I got delayed in Dallas, as happens. It's been a while since I've been through there and got hung up in the getting around it and all that fun stuff. And let me tell you something. The distance between Dallas and Texarkana is it's a noticeable difference. It's longer than you think. you have in your mind what the map of Texas looks like, and when you go from Dallas to Texarkana, you're thinking, it's just down the road. I mean, it is just down the road, but it's like 3-4 hours down the road. I mean, it's a thing. It's way on down. So, you do it. We got a big show for you on this episode. If you look at your running time, it's a little longer than usual, but it's worth it. We got a great one for you. It's an evening with Mr. Booker Brown. And some fun stuff that happened in studio before I had left town. What I wanted to tell you here about the road tripping part of this, as we get back into that. There were two things I noticed on the long haul. As I mentioned, I had 11 hours, and you know, and I had my earbuds in. I was listening to various things on TuneIn, which is a great app. It's free. This show is on it. The place where I work is on it. Radio Memphis is there.
Radio-Memphis.com, bro.
It's a promo. And I spent an inordinate amount of time in silence, just driving along and thinking, which is dangerous. You know, you get alone with your thoughts for any particular amount of time, and it can, you know, you let that monkey out of the cage and things get a little, you know, a little out of control. And when you're driving, of course, you're focusing on the road and the cars around you, and you're, you know, if there's not much happening, you know, you're enjoying the scenery. It was a Sunday when I was driving back, and it was nice. It was perfectly pleasant. And as I mentioned, there's a couple of things that really struck me. The number of billboards out there, it's you know, it's a fairly finite number, obviously. And there, as you get closer and or are around metropolitan areas or towns that justify having them, you notice them, you know, they're there, and most of them are like, you know, hey, pull over here for this hamburger joint, pull over here for gas, pull over here for potato logs, whatever it is that you're after. But I would have to guess, out of the Lord knows how many thousands of billboards I encountered, maybe not quite that high, it was probably right near 1,000, that about 25%, maybe 30% of them had the same exact message on them. One of them was advertise here, which meant that they didn't have any advertisers on the damn thing. And the other, a good chunk of the others, minus the truck stop ones, were very religious in nature. You know, like, you're going to hell for driving your truck. I mean, obviously this is targeted to people who spend a lot of time behind the wheel of something, usually in the realm of long haul trucking. They're hauling gear, they're hauling stuff for sale, whatever it is that they're doing. So they are targeting those messages to those folks. It's what you do, you know. And the only other thing that I noticed was the number of And I never really considered much of this, but this is a thing. The number of porn stops, because I guess driving down the road, nothing says you need to look at some boobies aside from the 7 or 8 hours you've just spent behind the wheel of the road looking at that black ribbon in front of you the entire time. You know, I sure could look for some boobies about now. It was remarkable to me, and there was a couple of them. As you drive by, you kind of look over in the parking lots if you could. But there were a couple of them that were actually close enough to the highway that I was on. You could see what these places, you know, it's like, what's the building I'm looking for? And they're right there by an exit. It's easy on, easy off, if you will, if you'll pardon the expression. And there, of course, were a few trucks in some, but they weren't like, you know, full. There was, and this is a Sunday, so even on the Lord's Day, there was a couple of guys in there getting their jollies. And it's like the porn warehouse. Step over here at I-95. It's the fifth exit outside of, you know, Beefers. And as you drive by there and see them, you notice that the building, a couple of them I saw were like cinder block buildings. You know, obviously no windows because there's just no need for any of that nonsense. And that, you know, there were just this industrial looking square that's sitting there next to the highway, next to the exit, with a large parking lot, you know, that'll handle the big rigs and perhaps the occasional bus that's pulling through. And no cars. You only see maybe one or two, but that's I'm thinking that's staff. You know, those are your employees, those are your clerks. Yeah, the mop and bucket guy, man, he's got to park somewhere. But what was really, really remarkable to me about all of this was just how big these places are. They're huge. They're like airplane hangar size. They're enormous. And it's when they come in, it's, you know, there's this thought process behind the guy that runs the thing or owns it. He's thinking, yeah, man, I'm a retired long haul guy, and man, I needed to see me some nookie. I need some he-ing and she-ing going on. I need some that, you know. So we're gonna build a place. And it's going to be huge. It's going to be a 300,000 square foot facility right out here on the side of I-40. And we're just going to build us something. You know, we're going to get us a big old sign. And they do. They have these gigantic, they're like, you know, 100-foot tall signs, if not more. You know, they're supported on these big poles. And the thing is lit up in pink, of course, with three X's across the top. You know, and it's like, hey, here it is. It's, you remember the film Porky's? Kind of like that, except without the neon. Of course, there was one I did see that had neon, but yeah, these guys are thinking they're just going to make bank. They unless they're buying their porn on the cheap, which I would imagine it's fairly inexpensive because it's everywhere. I think all the pornography that's been made is enough for everybody. I'm borrowing that from somebody. I can't remember who, but we got enough now. There's no need to produce anymore. There's enough to last us for the next, you know, 1,000 years. Having never set foot in one of these places, I don't know exactly what's in there. And you don't need to write me and tell me this. You don't need to send an email and say, well, I've been in there. They got your love dolls. If you're a lonely trucker with an inflatable co-pilot, well, the occasional potato log and a mug of coffee, I guess you're good to go. But there again, there wasn't that many people there. I could be all, I mean, like I said, this was a Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening as I passed through most of these. And I it's not that they were closed. They just weren't having all that much business. There were a lot of truck drivers out on the road, but it's not like they were, you know, stopping off and, well, I'm going to go over there and get me some porn, some good old Arkansas porn. There's a name for your next band, youngster, Arkansas Porn. You heard it here from Radio. It's nuts. Absolutely nuts. All right, enough of this business. We're going to pause. When we come back, an evening with Mr. Booker Blues Brown. It was a fun time. Jeff and I were in the studio with him. Now, like, I got to tell you, when we did the show, I didn't realize just how powerful of a voice the man had. And he sings several songs, which you're about to hear in a little bit, plus we've got something off the record, but his latest cut. And he wasn't a little he was a little distorted a little bit. I worked with it as much as I could, and then as we went on, we straightened it out. So it's a fine recording. I think you'll have fun with it. It's a great conversation with Mr. Booker Blues Brown. Jeff Janowitz and I sat in and did this show, and it's more fun than the law allows. So there you go. It's coming up next, so stick around here from Radioland.
Keep calm and haunt on with Historical Haunts, Memphis Haunted Tour Company. Ancient burial mounds, yellow fever, maritime disasters, Victorian murders, and ghost stories are all a part of the Memphis Dark History. Join Historical Haunts for a spirited night out on the Haunted Memphis Bus Tour, Haunted Pub Crawl, the Woodruff Fontaine House Ghost Tour, or one of our other spooky tours and events. Check out our website for all of the exciting ghost tours and ghost haunts at historicalhauntsmemphis.com.
Booker Brown is in the studio. Mr. Brown, it's good to see you again, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Wonderful. I'm blessed.
Yes, you
and
are.
And I thank God for it. I give him all in the praise.
Yeah, well, that is awesome. I tell you, I have heard from more people who have been to your shows and just say you got to go. That's the only way to describe a Booker Brown show, is you got to see it.
Oh, man. I've been out there for a long time. 59 years, and I travel with a whole lot of great entertainers. Yeah. They dead and gone now, but, you know, I love to do what I do, man. I love to entertain.
Well, and
I've been entertaining for a long time.
It shows. You're a pro.
Yes,
I tell you what, man.
Yes, I certainly, you know, I learned from a lot of artists, from James Brown, and, you know, I used to look at him when I was a little boy.
Yeah.
And my daddy taught me about the blues. That's all he used to do, play the blues, man. You know what I mean? Every Friday, Saturday, and even on Sunday, he played the blues, man. That's all I heard.
So you weren't singing in church, were you, Booker?
Yeah, I sung in church, too, man. You know, my mother, she sung in church. Man, she used to tell Amazing Grace. And when I was a young boy, man, that's what I learned from my mother used to sing, but she would throw it down. And when I saw my mother sing Amazing Grace, wow, you know, I got to be a singer.
Yeah. So it wasn't that, don't be singing the devil's music. It's okay. You just go out there and do it.
Well, yeah, I don't call it the devil music. I just say, you know, I get out here and sing, man, yeah, you know. Okay. And it's a feel, man. It's a feel. It's not, it ain't got nothing to do with the devil. It got something to do with a feel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like a lot of people say the blues is dead and gone.
No.
But it's not, man, blues, you can dance to it, you relate to it, and everything, man. And that's kind of blues I'm doing, you know.
Yeah.
That's kind of blues I'm doing.
How would you define the blues?
Well, I put it like this. The blues is life. It's what's going on every day, man. If you hear somebody singing about somebody hurt and pain or whatever, and that's what the blues is about, man. But the blues can be fun. You can dance to it. You can party to it. Yeah. You know, we get out and have a good time. All of us get together. Hey, right. Let's just buy some drinks and food and let's get down. You know, have a wang dang doodle. That's what the blues is all about.
Well, that's a good way to put it. You
yes,
know?
Sir.
Because
yes,
it you know, because we talk to a lot of musicians, whether they're rock guys or country guys, and they're not really writing from the heart. But blues musicians always do. They're always singing about their stuff. They're you know. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the songs that we have here in rotation is Saturday Night.
Right.
And, you know, I love playing it. I love hearing it. It's a good feel-good song. And you're talking about stuff. That's the juke joint, baby. That's where it's at.
No, that's what it's all about, man. You know, that's what the juke joint thing, man. You know, cafe and all that good stuff, man. That's what I was come up on it.
Yeah.
Juke joints and cafes, you know. Like I said, I got my father jeans in me. So that's all he used to do. Stay in the cafe, man. They get together and they drink, man, and have party and have a good time.
Eat some fried catfish, drink some whiskey, and play the blues, man.
That's what it is, man.
That's exactly what it is.
And don't forget that corn liquor. Now.
Oh, no, hell no. Anybody holding?
That's what the blues is all about, man. This is it. Blues is a lot of fun, man, you know.
It is. And you guys do such a good job with it. You got Mr. Albert Sutherland over here on the guitar, and you got Lawrence playing bass.
Yeah, man. We
Willie.
Go way back.
Mm-hmm. And we brought Willie Hall in here for you.
Oh, Willie Hall.
Now, you and Willie go back.
Oh, man. He's been with everybody, man. Willie Hall is the greatest drummer that ever live, I think. Yeah, that's Woody Hall.
Yeah, well, yeah, there he is, coming in with his glasses on, like he's all cool and shit. That's, man, you know,
that's him. That's him. When you see him on the stage, that's what he had.
That's what he is, man. He's
ready to throw down, though.
Oh yeah, he's here to cause some trouble.
You can't hear without them.
That's so nobody can pick you out of a lineup, Willie. We know how that is.
It has happened.
Hello, world. Hello, world. Well, have a seat behind the drums over there. We got set up over here because we're going to see about playing a little bit. If you guys are up for a tune or a few,
yes, sir. We're gonna do this tune here. Put out in 2007, one of the biggest songs that I ever put out, and the name of it is "Love Is Blind, But the Neighbors Ain't."
Oh, okay.
So everybody ready, we'll go and throw down with this song here. This is the blues. This is the blues. One of the biggest blues songs I put out.
All right, well, good. Here we go.
I met this woman 1 night ago. It was love at first sight. I sure looked twice. I was blind by her loving. I ain't think she'd do me no wrong. But I listened to my neighbors. I won't be singing this song. Love is blind. Yeah. But the neighbors sang. Yeah. It's a shame what the neighbors can see. Love won't let you see. When I came home from my hard day's work, she had my dinner on her table just waiting on me. I said, wow, this is the life of living like a king. But too, I found out she would play me like a guitar string. Love is blind. Yeah. But the neighbors ain't. Yeah. It's a shame what the neighbors can see. Oh, Lord. Love won't let. For me, yeah. When I came home, I put my hard day's work. She had my dinner on a table, just waiting on me. I said, wild is the life I thought was living like a king. Till I found out she was laying with another man. Love is blind. Yeah. But the neighbors ain't. Yeah. It's a shame what the neighbors can see. A love won't let you see. This woman really played on me. She brought me in misery. The neighbors trying to tell me that woman played on me. Love is blind. Yeah. But the neighbors ain't. Yeah. It's a shame what the neighbors can see. Love won't let you see.
Yeah. Now, Booker Brown, ladies and gentlemen. That's how you start it there, right there, my friend.
Huh?
That's how you start it up right there.
Man, I'll tell you. That's a good song, man. It came from Steel Groove Records in Detroit. Punnell, the president of the record company, wrote that song.
Yeah.
And, man, that's a nice song, man. You can dance to it. You can relate to it.
Probably feels good to play it, too. Where are you,
oh, man,
where are you going,
good,
Willie?
Where'd
they get your ass back over there?
It feels good. It feels good.
All I do is play. They don't want me to start talking.
Because this man been all over the world.
Yeah,
man,
that he has.
We go way back.
Way back, man. I tell you, this... This is a view, really. This is what I call a view.
It is.
Cats, man, right there, you know.
It just kind of fell together tonight, too.
Yes, sir.
They
played behind me, and man, it's just a great thing, man. I ain't seen the cats in so long. It's just a great thing, man. It's a blessing to see the guys, man.
How often are you playing? You must play a lot of shows every year, don't you?
Yeah, and I play shows. I used to do a lot of shows, but now, you know, kind of slowed down a little bit. I'm getting ready to do a new CD, and I'm getting ready to go across that water, man, Italy, and that's a blessing. I've been praying for that for a long time, and I'm blessed to go across that water, man. Finally, last, you know.
Are you playing Beretta?
Beretta Soul Festival.
Oh yeah, that's
man.
A big one.
Yes, sir. That's a blessing. That's why I said God opened that door for me.
Have you played Beretta before?
No, never.
You know, I understand that in that little city,
uh-huh.
Everything is named after Memphis musicians.
Yes.
Oh, man, that's great.
I think you play in Rufus Thomas Park.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think that's where a lot of it happens. And
man.
These people, when they find out you're from Memphis, they're gonna be all over you like a cheap suit.
Oh, man, that's great. They can be all over me. I don't care, man.
As long as they smell nice and look good, right?
That's right, man. It don't make no difference, man. It's get all over me. I'll be smiling, laughing, and grinning, man.
I don't know where we're going to find some corn liquor for you, but I think we'll make something happen.
I'm sure they'll have it flown out.
I'm sure they'll have something.
I have a bunch of CDs in my hand. Make sure you get all over me, buy my product.
They will.
Didn't I see a Facebook? Didn't you play a cruise last year? Did you do a cruise?
Well, I did a cruise, man. Carolyn Wolf Blues Cruise, and we had a ball.
It looked like a blast. I saw a picture.
It was, man.
We
had a good time, man. We went to Mexico, went to some more islands, man. And the good thought about it was raining. We walked out in the rain, man. It was just nice, man. Huh. I enjoyed it. And the ship was big and pretty nice, man. We went to concerts, and we did a blues thing there, and it was a packed house.
So how often do you perform when you're doing a cruise like that?
We just did one show. We did one blues show.
Drunk,
yeah,
on the
yeah.
cruise all the time.
Yeah, well, see,
that's a pretty good,
yeah,
that's a good gig right there.
It was Carolyn Wolf and Terry Wright.
Yeah,
and Big John Commons. You know, so he put out that song "Soul Man Mechanics," man. And I tell you, man, we throw down. We had a good time. And I was going back this year, but I got so many things, man, in the fire. I got to get ready for. So many things I got to do. And like I said, you know, I have traveled with Johnny, Tyrone, man. I can name them all day. You know, Jay Blackfoot, the late Jay Blackfoot. And, man, it been nice, man. I remember a time when we were doing a show with Johnny, and he always hollered about, you know, everybody called everybody, Pete this, Pete that. And then I said, Johnny, I said, I don't mean no harm, Mr. Taylor. I said, my name is Booker Brown. Booker Blues Brown. He said, he asked me, he said, do you want to get paid? I said, yes, sir. He said, what's your name? I said, Pete.
Pete.
And we had some fun, man, with Johnny. Johnny was, he was a real businessman, and, you know, hey, and we had some good time. Went to many cities, and we had, man, and you remember the late, great Ted Teller. And in fact, Lawrence, when we did the Paradise, all the time. Oh, man, the old Paradise. Yeah, not the new Paradise. The new Paradise is back.
Right.
But we did the old Paradise, man. And it was a ball, man. I mean, you had Bobby Bland. You had Lil Milton. You had Tyrone Davis, Johnny Tell. Man, it was a ball.
That's a hell of a lineup. Right?
That was Jay
Blackfoot.
Yeah, and Peggy Scott Anderson.
Yeah.
And Jesse James. Ida Nightingale. That's me and Ida used to hang out together all the time. Huh. At the place to be. Remember the place to be? Yeah, he was the Lattimore with the headline. Man, I've traveled with I did open show for Bobby Rush, man. And look, I've been out there, man.
Yeah. Yeah, you have.
9 years, and that's why I'm gonna say this. I tried Southern Soul, and Southern Soul was good music. I mean, you know, that's a upbeats kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But like I said, I'm going back to the blues. The next CD I record, it will be a blues, and it's gonna be off the chain. I'm gonna have a blues, man, that you can dance to, relate to, make love to, all kind of stuff, man. My blues gonna be the kind of blues that is gonna be my life.
So. I tell you, all the ladies I ever talk to that listen to your music love your stuff, and yes. You know, it's panty dropping music, buddy. I tell
yes,
you that.
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's all there is to it.
That's,
you know?
that's what I want to have.
All the ladies in the house went, uh-huh.
You know
what I'm saying? Yeah,
uh-huh. That's what I be wanting. You know,
it's damn cold in here. I mean, you know.
But that's what I be wanting, man. You know, I like them to have fun and party and have a good time. See, I'm just not just a singer, I'm an entertainer.
Yes, sir. There's a big difference.
I love, yeah, man, you know. And I got that kind of blues gospel type of voice.
Yeah.
That's why you asked me about the church, yeah.
Yeah, because that comes through it. You know.
Yeah, I come from the church, man. It's a Pentecostal church.
Oh, yeah.
And that's you know, that's a dancing church.
That's a lot of music in there.
Yeah, yeah. Sanctified.
Sanctified and dancing for the Lord, by God.
That's where I came from, so... That's why, you know, I got all this, you know, this feel from, you know.
Well, that's everybody's a product of where they learned and what, right, you know, where right, they came from, like right, that. And right, that's, right. Oh, that's yeah. Brilliant. So you spend a lot of time coming up with some new music, and you spend a lot of time thinking and coming together with tunes in your head, or you just playing some of the older stuff?
Well, I'm like I said, I have cut. Plus size women's and
plus size women, I love it. Yeah.
You know, prime time party, and that was something soul stuff. But like I said, I do blues and I do love song too. Like the next song I'm finna do is a love song.
Yeah.
And the name of it, If You In Love With Me, Why I'm Still Lonely. You ain't got no business being lonely if you're in love with me.
That's true.
Something wrong. Something wrong.
Something ain't right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If the man messing up or the woman messing up, somebody doing something wrong. And this is the next song I'm going to do. I'm pretty sure it's a love song. It's a good song.
Well then, let's... Willie! God damn it. Willie! Come on.
Mr. Hall, you need it on set.
What the hell? I'm going to play my cut and go out in the other studio. We're going to do a love song, Willie.
Love song.
A love song.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to do a love song.
Ooh, oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Ain't gonna
oh, yeah.
Big it now, ain't you?
Had a good woman. We've been together for a long time. I done some things that stays on mine. She says she still love me and forgive me for the things I done wrong. But I don't think she forgot. Make me feel so long. If you in love with me, dear, why am I still still lonely, baby, if you in love with me. Dear, why can't I be your one and only? When I'm at work, working hard all day long, when I take a break, a lot is busy, and when I get off of work, you're already gone. We don't talk no more like we used to do. You know what you're doing to book the blues, brown baby. God, you're giving me the blues. You live in love with me. Dear, why am I? I'm still lonely. I'm lonely, baby.
From just holding your hand.
He has that effect.
I
tell you what, he's singing from the soles of his shoes out of that deal right there. My God, it's Booker Brown. Hey, fellas, we're back on the air, and it's no big deal. I mean, this is just freeform stuff here. Mr. Booker Brown has joined us in studio and has been entertaining us all evening long with some stories and music. And I tell you what, man, you are living the life, my friend. You're doing the Lord's work.
I'm blessed. I'm thankful.
So, Peretta, Italy. When is that?
Huh?
When is this show in Peretta? When is that festival? Is it April?
It's in July, I think.
July 19th. Yeah. And is this your first time taking the show overseas?
Yeah, my first time, man. Taking that long flight.
You're not going to want to come back. You know that, right?
Well, hey, I don't care. they keep me over there, and
they'll keep you busy now.
Place stay and everything is where I be, man. That's where I got to go with the money.
we've talked to Toni Green a couple of times, and she's done Paris a bunch, and she said, God love them, they don't know how to make chicken wings to save their ass. And she said she had to carry a bottle of Tabasco or Louisiana or hot sauce. She said, there ain't nothing spicy over there.
Oh, really?
So prepare yourself for that. You might want to put something in your baggage area. I don't know. It'll be a great experience, though, for you.
Really? I tell you something about that spice, man. I like spice, but I don't like turn too hot, so that might be right on my attic.
Just don't eat anything that they call barbecue.
Don't eat anything that they call barbecue over there.
No, you
will be disappointed.
No, I don't eat that. I don't eat barbecue. I eat nothing but chicken, fish, and turkey. That's all I have.
There you go.
Whoa.
Yeah. Cut the pig right out of the diet.
Yeah. I'm a kind of help nut. I try to take care of myself.
I hear
67 years old, man.
You are not 67.
Yes, I am. And
my God.
67 years old, you know, you have to take care of yourself, man. You know, can't eat all that pork and fat stuff like that, man. You know, it ain't good for you.
So, no, it'll.
I try to take care of myself.
Was it Lightning Malcolm that said you gotta get off the pork? It'll run your pressure up.
Yeah, it will, man. And that's the truth. That's no lie.
I spirit that. You know, when Vince was down here, you know, he had told us about how he had a stroke like 4 or 5 months ago, and he's recovered remarkably.
Right,
you know.
Right.
And that's scary stuff, man.
Yes, sir,
you know,
yes,
as you get older and, you know, your lifestyle begins to catch up with you. And Lord knows the show business lifestyle is not the best in the world.
No, it's not. It's not. You got to take care of yourself when you're on that road, man, because you have to eat everything, man. Everything they throw at you, you know. Sometimes
you don't know when your next meal is coming.
Yeah. I remember the time we was on the road, man. And I'd never forget, it was Christmas, man. And I wanted me some turkey, man, and chicken and all that good stuff, man, and dressing.
Yeah.
And we stopped at a store. And the lady, I said, y'all got any turkey? She said, no, sir, we fix you a bologna salmon and put some barbecue sauce on it and some slaw. And that's what I had for Christmas, man.
Merry Christmas, Booker.
That's what I said. Merry Christmas, Booker Brown. They didn't trip me out, man. I'm sitting here eating barbecue bologna and slaw, man, for Christmas, man. That's how we stay on the road, man. We never did get no Christmas dinner, man.
Oh, it's never easy. It's never Where are you from originally?
Well, I'm from Memphis, but I stay in a lot of more cities. You know, I stayed in Atlanta for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 2 years. Portland, Oregon, a year. Stayed in New York 2 years, man. But, you know, ain't nothing like home, man. Memphis is great, man.
Yeah.
I don't care how many cities you go to.
You always come back to Memphis.
I always come back home. But I found out since my record company in Detroit, I like Detroit. I'm on, you know, I may end up being in Detroit, you know. I'm not sure, but that's what I'm.
It gets really cold up there this time of year.
I know, man. I know. I said this for myself, you know, I love a white Christmas. And that's what I want to see, a white Christmas.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I'm going to have to go where a white Christmas is.
Yeah, get that up there for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I love Memphis. Memphis is a great city. I really do.
It's home.
And I'm from Memphis.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I was born right there. They call it John Gasner Hospital. They call it the Med. Now they call it Region 1.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I was born here in Memphis, man. I raised here in Memphis. But now I stayed in Arkansas when I was a young boy.
Yeah.
Arkansas, Helena, Arkansas.
Helena, yeah.
With my grandmother and grandfather. And, man, then when I came to Memphis, wow, man, that's when I really learned about the blues. Because my daddy, man, like I said, that's all he played, man. Blues, blues, blues. And every time I said, man, let me put on some James Brown and some Temptation. And he put it on for a minute. Hey, boy, take that stuff off and get it back to them blues. Put the blues back on there. Mother Waller, you know, Howlin' Wolf, you know, John Lee Hooker. And that's why, you know, I love the blues.
Yeah.
And I, you know, that's why I love to sing the blues.
Did you?
Once I was Booker Blues Brown, and the record company changed my name to Booker Brown when I started singing Southern Soul. So that's why I'm going back to the blues.
Oh, going back to blues, yes.
I'm going back to the blues. And I'm going to be Booker Blues Brown from now on.
That's good to know.
Because I got that blues voice, that blues and gospel voice.
Yes, sir.
And you can't take that from me. I don't care what kind of songs I sing, it's always going to turn out that blues and gospel voice.
Yeah, yeah. Over the years, with listening to those records, did you ever get a chance to meet some of those guys that you heard growing up and sing with some of them? Or
Like I said, I traveled with Johnny and Tyrone, but the Muddy Waller and Howlin' Wolf, I never did get a chance to meet them. Like I said, late great Artie Nightingale, I hung out with him many times. You know, Bud Ace, I hung out with him. I got a chance to hang out with them cats, man. But
were they teaching you stuff at that time too, or you just?
Man, I learned. That's how I learned how to dress from Johnny.
Oh yeah,
Johnny Taylor was sharp.
He was.
I learned from him. That's why I learned. I said, "Well, I want to be just like you, Johnny."
Yeah.
I want that kind of stuff on my hands, just like you.
Yeah.
And I was blessed. You know, that's where I learned from.
Yeah, because it's all about the appearance.
Yeah, that's what I learned from. I looked.
Says the radio guy.
Exactly. That's why the camera's not on us. Yeah.
That man was proud, man. That's why I learned. Yeah. I learned from Johnny Taylor.
Yeah.
All the lepers and lizard and stuff like that. What he used to wear.
Oh yeah.
And I used to look at his ring. Man, that's pretty ring.
Say, if you hit somebody with that ring, I think you could go to jail.
Yeah, I know that.
But and they could go to the. They would end up at the meds.
In the graveyard.
Yeah. That ring is massive.
I got a chance to travel with a whole lot of these artists that's dead and gone, man.
Yeah.
Little Milton, man. Yes.
Little Milton. Yeah.
Man, he was great, man. And I got a chance to do open shows for Little Milton. And that was a nice experience with Little Milton.
And it's good to have that, I guess, in your bag, you know, right, because you spend some time with these guys and mm-hmm. they teach you, they kind of learn, show you the ropes a little bit. They show mm-hmm. you about appearance, mm-hmm. how to act on stage, how to mm-hmm. put music together and do all that stuff.
And another thing.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. I got to mention this. O.V. Wright.
Yes.
I traveled with him, hung out with him. Open shows for him, man. Oh, he was fantastic. Great, man.
Yeah.
And that's why I got that voice, because when I traveled over, I was young. And I just loved the way he sang, man. You know, he had that gospel style. And he's got that same man with that white suit and them shark dog shades.
Oh, yeah.
And he used to tell, you're talking about throwing panties, man. The women throwing everything.
They throw the panties and what was in them.
So, that was a nice experience with him, man. And,
that's beautiful.
And Peoples, man.
Yeah.
I can a lot of people I can name, man. Like I said, I've been out there a long time, you know. You know, I got some history, you know.
Well, yeah, the road is long, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'm planning to go back out there again, but I'm going to go out there a different way this time, you know. So, and I'm planning to do a travel all over the world. That's what I'm on.
Well, you need to, and I'm proud of you for doing that. I think that's great. I'm glad you're going to be playing in Italy. I know they're going to just eat you up. They're going to love you to death.
I'm going to love it because it's my first time. And that long flight, man.
That's the hard part.
That's about a 7-8 hour flight.
Yes,
you know.
Sir. Yes,
bring
sir,
you a pillow, bring you a book,
or movies.
I'm gonna have my sleep. Music. I'm gonna have all my blues
there you
music.
Go.
Now, see,
I'm gonna have my blues CDs.
Albert's over here going 26 hours, bitch.
Yeah,
from Australia.
That's great.
That's a trial by fire, is what that is.
The number one. Well, that and the financial aspect of it.
Yeah, flying back and forth, they cheat.
I've always wanted to go to Australia, but that's too long on an airplane, man.
Yeah, especially from Memphis.
From Memphis, yeah, because it's a lot of changes.
Get to L.A. first. And
that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Can we make this any longer?
you hitch ride to the moon?
Yeah, well, might as well.
So do you ever play around here, Booker?
Yeah, I do shows here for the Blues Society. We did blues concerts, man, and it was nice, man. We enjoyed it, man. We had a lot of folks. About 2,000 or 3,000 folks, man, open square. It was we had a ball, man, and they loved it. They loved it, and I loved it, and I'm looking forward to do it again. And I did another thing downtown.
Southern Folklore down there.
That one too, man. That was
Judy.
Nice.
Yeah.
We had the ball, man, and you know, I love to do them kind of concerts.
Yeah.
And I did clubs here in Memphis, man. I did Holes in the Walls.
So you played for beer before then?
Oh, man. I played for everything.
I was just saying, you play the clubs in Memphis. It's like
that's right. You know, man. You know, I'm just serious about that, man. Well, I mean, you know.
What about Beale Street? Has Beale Street been a thing for you? I mean.
Well, not really. I sung on Beale Street. In fact, I did open the thing for Ruby Wilson, you know, the late, great Ruby Wilson.
Yeah.
And but you know, I'm not just a Beale Street singer. I mean, you know, but you know, I've been on Beale Street many times and did some singing, but I love to travel.
Yeah.
I love to travel.
You need to get out there, yeah.
That's what I love to do. I like people to see me and know who I am.
Yeah, when they find out you're from Memphis, they tend to gravitate toward you too.
Right.
Because that sound that comes from here, mm-hmm. the best definition I've heard about it is the Memphis sound is the people.
Right.
That's and it's guys like you that really pull that off because mm-hmm. you know it can be from any style of music mm-hmm. or whatever, but it's mm-hmm. the people. It's mm-hmm. guys like you that have been mm-hmm. out there in the trenches all those mm-hmm. years, mm-hmm. and been putting it together and working these crowds, mm-hmm. and dealing with these damn club owners.
Oh man. well, you can ask my manager, Miss Carolyn Earl. She know about that, man. We went to somewhere. I forgot where it was, and she had to watch a promoter. And she was so scared he gonna go out the back door and everything.
Uh-huh.
But she kept up with him. That's one woman kept up with the promoter. You know what I'm saying? She kept up with him. And everywhere he moved, she moved. Every time he make a step, she make a step. I said, go on, do it, baby. That's the way to do it, you know. Keep up with him. Get our money.
Yeah, that's right. That's the business, the show business right there, Booker. That's
what you know what I'm saying? He came back, hey, man. Yo, no lady that every time I walk, she walk. Every time I move, she walk. I said, well,
hey. Everybody needs a Miss Carol in their life.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah.
She really good. She's a good manager, man.
Well, that's
the reason I call her Money Honey.
Money Honey.
It's my money and my honey. That goes together.
That's awesome.
Yes.
We've got a new tune for you. I have it queued up over here. It came off this record that Mark
brought us. Yeah, The New Beginning. Yeah. And Pontiac wrote that song, Steel Groove Records, and in Detroit, man, and it says, don't get your meat where you make your bread.
Yeah, well, that's a good way to put it.
No, don't get the meat where you make your bread. And I'm going to tell you what that really means. I can tell you that, and I want everybody to hear this and want everybody to know. That means that don't mess around on your job.
It's like pooping in the kitchen.
Right. Don't do that. Don't, see what I'm saying? Don't mess around, you know.
You don't want to do that.
Right, see what I'm saying? If I got background singers, I'm like their father, man. I teach them, you know, I
they're working for like, you, yeah.
Right. See, now, that's what it means. Don't get to meet where you make your break.
And you said that you made this record in Detroit?
Yeah, I did the record in Detroit, and man, it was like I said, come off the New Beginning CD, and man,
when was this? How old of a tune are we talking here?
Well, we're talking about in 2007, yeah.
2007.
Yeah.
So well, there we go.
Yeah, it's old, but it's new because ain't nobody really heard it and never been pushed. And I think it's a good song, a blues song. I think that's what it's about.
You mind if I play it?
No, go ahead.
Let's play it. Let's lay it out there for them.
Yes,
they're over there just wringing their hands going, let's hear it.
Okay.
Don't get your meat where you make your bread.
Cheating on the job seemed like an easy way.
Wow, don't do that. Booker Brown, don't get your meat where you make your bread. There,
that's really good advice there too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Don't get your meat where you make your bread.
No.
Brown on your job. Don't do that. Ain't worth it. Because you don't want Judge Meg Lean.
Nope.
She'll get you on that stand, and she'll take all your dreams.
Half? I'm going to get more than half.
That's right. Ain't no other woman going to want you because you ain't going to have a thing.
You know, we've often made, and it's sort of a kind of a half-hearted joke about it, mm-hmm. that the best retirement plan going in this area is playing the blues. The reason why it's such a joke is that there's so much work that has to go into it, and you are the personification of that.
Because yes.
you've been working out for how many years?
Oh man, I've been out there, man, a long time, you know. And I know over 50 some years. It's been hard, and I enjoyed it. I mean, you know, I had some good times.
No regrets?
I don't have no regrets. I don't have any regrets.
Good.
I'm looking forward to do it this time more better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm looking this time to make more money. And that's my main thing.
That's the thing, older man,
and you know, cutting the next CD I put out, I'm looking out to make me a worldwide hit. That's what I'm working on, man. I'm working on that. You know, I had some hits, but I'm talking about worldwide hit.
You know, and in this world right now, mm-hmm. with the internet, you know, like shows like this that are getting out there, because we heard from Germany tonight, we've heard from Detroit. You know, there's people all over there tuned in right now.
Oh, and Australia's on.
Australia, because that guy.
Yeah.
Australia doesn't own him anymore. I don't know. But the world has gotten a little smaller, so it's a little easier for an artist to really get out there. You're going to Italy this summer.
Yes,
that's going to be. Yes. You better take a lot of records with you because you're going to sell them. And if you were smart, mm-hmm. you get some vinyl printed, because mm-hmm. they'll buy that vinyl.
Oh, really?
Yes, they will.
Okay, that's great. That's great. That's
Mm-hmm. you know what, 500 maybe? 500 copies?
I think you have to get 1,000 made.
1,000?
Yeah.
You'll sell them just like that.
Really?
They love that vinyl.
That vinyl, huh? You hear that, babe? Okay,
she's over there doing the math. How much? What are we going to get for this?
Just double check Rick's figures, because we'd hate to be the reason. Like,
well,
Booker goes all in on vinyl.
Well, no, I'm not saying all in, but
no, Rick said this is the way to go. We're putting everything into vinyl.
Well, we've heard from several artists that have gone over there, and vinyl is what is really the hot thing.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And there's something magical about that sound. It's what you and I grew up with, you know. And,
now, I actually have a Booker Brown pin hanging from a lanyard in my office from the Bonafide Blues Festival from the first year that you played it that Miss Carolyn gave me. Do you have any other merch? Are you doing any T-shirts, any buttons this year? What's?
Well, I don't know. It's according to where we be at. I'm pretty sure we have some more T-shirts made and whatever, you know. I'm looking forward to do a lot of things on my next CD come out, you know. Like I said, you know, and I'm just saying this again. That's why I'm going back to the blues because you know, the blues is me. So I can't do nothing but go back to the blues. But the kind of blues, like I said, I'm gonna put out what people can dance to and have a good time.
Yes.
Cause so you know where you gonna party to? I ain't talking about the dead type of blues. I'm gonna do some sad stuff now. I'm gonna make some people cry too. I'm gonna make some people cry.
You got to.
But I'm talking about the party kind of songs. You know that you can get out and dance. You know, and have a good time too. And I think a lot of our young people need to know about the blues. I mean, you know, I don't knock the hip hop. I can't knock that. But I think young folk need to know more about the blues.
Some are kind of coming around to it.
Yeah.
We've seen a little bit of it. We've seen a lot of kids that have gone from even from hip hop back into the blues. Mm-hmm. You know,
Dula and
Cam Kimbrough did the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, I got some. I'm over here playing in the library, but we're starting to see a lot of that, realizing that there's something really viable to this. This is very because it all started with the blues.
Right.
Rock and roll started with the blues.
Showed it.
And it came off of gospel, and then you got country, and there's a neat little tree there, and you are the perfect example of that.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Thank you.
Because you did come from the church. And,
yeah, I did.
And what you're singing is right up everybody's alley.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate that. I really do.
I remember the first time we had you in here, you had so James Brown was a big influence.
Man, yeah. That,
when Mr. Please, kid, Please, man.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I used to watch his feet, man, on TV. and I said, I got to get that. I got to get that feet. And I just started dancing, man, and sliding and going on one feet and spinning, doing what he's doing. And I end up, man, when I got older, man, I end up doing a James Brown show.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Man, and I started dancing, dropping on my knees, please, please, and you know, crying, and had the cape thrown over me. And I loved it, man. James Brown was my favorite.
Right?
He was great.
Yeah, you did. And it was awesome. I mean, he was awesome, man. I never seen nobody like him. His moves, his singing, man, it just was a screaming.
And that band... The Blue Flames? Wow. Oh, get that out, band. Man.
That band.
Two so, drummers? Come
man,
on.
That band was awesome, yeah, that's man. Great. See, that's what I'm talking about. You know, that band was awesome, man. Them cats, man, be, you know, them horns, man. And
I still think that time when he, that story when he opened for the Stones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and came out and told Mick Jagger, follow that motherfucker.
Well, exactly.
A lot of people, a lot of them groups and singles were scared to go behind him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course they were. I mean, I wouldn't want to follow that.
Even today, if you were still around. Yeah.
When he left the stage, man, he had it on fire.
Yeah.
And that's serious. That's where I learned from. I when I leave the stage, whoever come behind him, I won't be scared.
Good.
That's the way to do it.
That's good.
See what I'm saying? I want to be scared. Yeah.
Over here, Mr. Thunder Thumbs over here, you know.
He's another Bootsy.
He is another Bootsy, yeah.
That man, that
There's
man,
some
that,
funk that, over
he
here,
talk
man.
Like Bootsy, though, baby.
Yes, sir. Lost Miles.
Yeah, he's got that low. Like,
see, yeah.
He one of the greatest bass players that living in Beverly Hills. He's great, man. And, you know, me and Lawrence did a lot of things together. Me and Lawrence did a lot of shows and stuff together. Me and Lawrence and Total Pack Band, man, we just jam, man. We just tear some stages up.
Well, speaking of, we got time for another tune. You want to do one?
Yeah.
Before we take a break here?
I want to do a Stir It Up thing. We're gonna try that one, man. It's a
Stir It Up.
Willie Hall.
Talking
about he won't do it.
Mr. Hall, you're needed on set.
Again. He's over there running his mouth.
Some up-tempo songs.
Willie, we're going up-tempo, buddy.
That's all they want me for.
hey, you're pretty to look at, too.
Put your glasses on so you can hear better.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? You have to have up tempo, and I'm going to do up tempo.
All right. Try and keep up, Willie. I'm telling Willie Hall to keep
right.
up. Right. There's the joke. This is insane. Uh-oh. Lawrence is going to take... Oh, they're going to school over here.
They're mind-melding.
Oh, this is where the rhythm section comes
in. Mind-meld, yeah.
All right, here we go. Oh, thank you.
Hey.
I got so many things I'd like to do. Baby, I'd like to take you to places you've never been. Baby, just because I know you deserve the best. All you should do. Yeah.
night. Stand up.
She's auditioning for your dance side there, you know.
Oh, man, I want to get up and do the James Brown on that. I had to hold myself in this seat.
Yeah.
I'm serious, man. I want to get up and do the James Brown. I've been in all the crowds.
Next time you come in here, I'll get you a mic where you can work with.
Yeah,
you know.
And we'll bring the cape.
Serious, yeah, we'll bring the cape, yeah.
That's a feel, man.
That is a feel.
That's why he asked me that I have up to as up tempo at.
Yeah, yes, sir.
You made Willie happy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Having a big. And I tell you what, when I grow up, I want to play bass like Lawrence over there.
I tell you what, man.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, amazing.
That's incredible stuff, man.
And that's good because see, Lawrence, how I said, me and Lawrence did a lot of things together. He know my stuff.
Yes.
And that's great. He know my songs off of my CD, and that's a great thing, man. It's
yeah.
a pleasure to me, and I thank you, Lawrence, for doing that, brother. Because a whole lot of the cats, they don't know my stuff, man. And I didn't have to rehearse them. Yeah.
Yeah, they need to learn.
Man, we cut up on stage together and did show together. Me and Lawrence and Irma and Total Pack the Band.
That's the deal.
We went in and out of town everywhere, didn't we? Yeah, Woodhall.
Yeah, yeah.
We had some great musicians in Memphis.
We got a lot of talent in this room tonight.
Yeah, I tell you what.
Great talent, man. And it's wonderful, man. You know.
And this white guy sitting over here for you.
Like I said,
Albert looks really. Which white guy? Albert's the man.
Good. He from Australia, but he good.
We'll forgive him for that. That's it. No, we love Australia. Booker Brown, who's been here, you played with the ladies before, haven't you? Yeah. Or the ladies have played with you.
You know how they go.
I know how it goes.
You know how they go.
I had to throw it at you, Booker.
Back in the days, man, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Were the juke joints fun places for you to play? Playing the jukes, down in the Delta?
Yeah, man, all down in Mississippi.
All through the Chitlin' Circuit? And
Yeah, juke joints, man. That's what was happening, man. I did a lot of, you'd be surprised, I did a lot of Jew joints and opened up shows for Lil Milton. We did a lot of Jew joints, man.
Oh, yeah.
Places like that, you know, or down in Mississippi, man.
Some of the best music in the world is in these little, tiny, little spaces. It's so cool.
Yeah, man. You'd be surprised, man. Down in Louisiana, man, down there.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you know, them people be jumping, man. You know, little big place you go to. You think you're finna go to one of them great big old clubs and... You get down there, man, and you pull up in up there and look at them in the lot. He said, "Man, wait a minute, where you going, man?
Who this booked club, this?
Man. What? This a club, man?
I got a
This a club we gonna be in? Oh man, you just don't know, man. This gonna be a ball. We gonna be a job, man. We gonna be having a good time." I said, "Man, this little bit of blaze, man. How the fuck gonna get?" And man, about 10 o'clock, wham.
Yeah,
I mean,
and your back's against the wall.
You been wondering, and one time we did a thing, and they had a patio.
Yeah,
and the place was so packed, man. They had to push the people back at the patio, and I said, "Wow, this is deep."
Wow.
You know, but I tell you another thing, man. When I had this song out, name out,
a lot of people don't know, I'm the first one put out that song on the backyard party thing, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I came out with Backyard Party back.
Yes.
And man, it was on Passion Love CD.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, that thing went all down in Louisiana and Texas and places, man. And, in fact, in Atlanta, that was a hot song.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that was a real nice song, man. We're going to do a backyard party today over at my place, you know. You know, backyard party, we're going to have a good time, you know.
Right, right, right.
It's a grown folks party. It was nice, man, you know.
Oh, I know the song. And it's, but, man, you paint.
See what I'm saying? You know, then after a while, my other man came out with Backyard Party and tripped me out, you know.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Who did this?
What's his name?
R. Kelly
came out with a
Backyard
Party. I said, wow, you know, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. We have to call somebody up over here and make something happen.
Right.
It tripped me out, man.
Well, your music is what I like about what you do, Booker, is that you paint a picture for every feeling in these songs, you know, and it's this lovely little story that happens. It's, you know, like Saturday Night or Backyard Party. These are great little moments, and I think that's why people love it so much, is because it feels good. You know, it feels good for them to hear it.
You know, I enjoy it. Like I said, I enjoy it. We do what I do. I love to sing.
Yeah.
And I love to entertain.
Yes.
And I'm a high energy singer.
Yes, you are.
And I love to dance, and man, I love to entertain people. And I like people to have a good time when they see me on stage.
Yeah.
No.
Every time I've seen you perform, man, it is always such a treat.
Because
It's you bring a level of game to it that a lot of acts just don't present it the way you do.
Well, I feel, you know, I'll tell you something about that. And it's no secret, no military secret. I sing from heart.
Right.
I sing from feeling.
Yeah.
I don't drink. I don't smoke. And I used to, but I don't do it no more. And, man, I'm telling you, I sing from heart. I sing from feeling deep down in soul. That's what it's all about. And, see, that's what the blues is all about.
And that's what they feel come it. To see you for,
right? Right.
Yeah.
And I make people feel what I feel. When I get on that stage, I want to make them feel good just like I feel good on stage.
Yeah.
I want them party just like I'm party on stage. And that's what I'm all about.
That's a beautiful thing.
You see what I'm saying? And when I sing a hurting love song, and the people have been hurt and been through things what I'm singing about, I want them to feel it. They know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know?
And you know what they're feeling.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm wanting, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I've been through. I've been through hurt and pain. And when I sing about it, bam, you know, I can feel it deep down in my heart. And I wanted to make other people out there feel it.
Yeah.
You know, just like a preacher.
Yeah, sure. Preacher, it's exactly there, like
you know,
that
the
is.
The pulpit, he wants to hear some people shouting and jumping and shouting. That's what he's doing, you know. He's preaching the gospel, but he wants the people to feel what he's preaching.
That's that Pentecostal in you is what that is.
Yes,
that's exactly what that is.
That's what them preachers do. Yeah. They get up there, man, squalling and taking the mic and going across the stage.
It's a show, you know, but it's got to move you, and it's got to make people think about themselves too. And
is, you know, and that's what it's all about.
Your music is available for sale in all sorts of places. iTunes, CD Baby.
CDBaby.com. You can go to CDBaby.com.
Yeah.
Go to iTunes, you know. If you want to look at my videos, you know, you go to YouTube. You look at all my videos and some of my songs on YouTube that I did. Like, I got a video with Plus Size Women's, man.
Oh, that's another great tune.
Yeah, that's another song.
Great
good
video.
Song.
Yeah.
Plus Size Women, they so fine. Plus Size Women, that's what I like.
Yeah, yeah.
And I cut that song before for the you know, women's size to feel good about themselves.
Yeah.
You know, I came out and said, they fine. They sexy, you know.
Well, yeah.
They got it going on. And that's where I want the ladies got size to feel. If somebody's size and don't have that little frame body, I want to make them feel good, too.
Sure.
And that's what I put that song out, Plus Side Women's.
And, you know, the ladies love it.
They love it, and they like it. And then when I put out Primetime Party that you've been working all the week long.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Saturday, you ready to throw down.
Yeah.
We're going to have a prime time party. Saturday. Saturday, we're going to have
a prime time party. Saturday's a prime time party.
Yes, sir. You know, we're working all the week long. Now we really get clean and go to the liquor store and get your liquor, go get your woman and get in your car and bam.
Was the eagle flies on Friday and Saturday's out for party and Sunday we go to church, you know.
Yes, that's what it's all about.
You got to pay the due on Sunday. Yeah,
that's what it's all about, man.
Yeah, so. Saturday night's for the wives, Friday night's for the girlfriends because you don't want to show up with a whore on your arm at church.
That's what
it's the truth, you know. Mark had a moment there. He's like, oh shit, he just called me out.
I've reached that exciting stage in my life where Saturday night is for Netflix.
Yes, Saturday night is for Netflix. Yeah. Yes, there's certainly
that. Samuel Bishop Bullwinkle when he said, hell to the no-no.
Hell to the no-no. I laugh every time I see that. And that's such a neat song.
Yeah. It really is. Well, you know, he came. That's another thing. He came from the church, too.
Yeah,
I met him. In fact, I opened up some of his shows.
Yeah, because he's a preacher, isn't he?
He said he retired now. He's a retired preacher.
Yeah.
But he going out here, he's still doing shows.
You don't ever really retire from that. You know, you don't retire from blues. You don't retire from preaching, you know.
It's like there's no such thing as a former Marine.
Yeah, you're once a Marine.
The only time you retire, the true, the only time you retire when they put you in the ground.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. As you're saying to you, to that happen, man, to God call you home.
Yes.
And that's the way I am, you know. I feel like I'm a saint to God call me home.
Well, I am certainly proud to know you, and I'm proud to play your music here, and I'm absolutely proud to have you in this room. I mean, this is a lot of fun.
It's a pleasure for me to be here because I seen Irma. She's great, great singer, beautiful lady.
Yeah, this all happened by accident tonight, too.
I seen Lawrence. And what a hall, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, Lord have mercy.
It's just great to see these. Oh, this is wonderful.
Patrick, how are you, brother?
Yeah, Willie, that's Willie brought his son in here.
Really, yeah. Just like a, you know, like I said, it's a family union, man.
Yeah.
We've been knowing each other many years.
Decades.
I mean, really go way back. And it's just a pleasure to see these
years and the miles, they melt away, don't they?
Right. You know? I ain't seen them in a while. But we still out here in the music business.
Like yesterday when we saw each other.
That's right. We still out in this music business. And I thank God for it, just giving my help and strength and keep me going.
Well, on that, can I tease another song out of you?
Well, yeah.
And these fellas over here?
We're going to do another song. You call it Good Loving Daddy. You know, it's a blues, but it's up-tempo blues. And I think it's gonna be a nice song. Everybody can listen to.
Everything you've done has been nice, Booker.
Yeah,
seriously. That's,
yeah, it's, I mean,
well, I don't know which part I love about having done you down here more is either the I always love the interview with you, but the performance. It's yeah.
Well, I enjoy myself every time I'm around y'all cats. I enjoy y'all.
You have a show coming up anytime soon?
No, I don't have a show coming up soon.
Well, damn, Booker, by God, we got to get you a show.
Yeah, well, I ain't got no show coming up soon. I'm getting ready like for some things, but
okay.
not real soon.
We know some people. We can help you out. We'll get you a venue.
I love that. Talk to Miss Earl.
We'll talk.
Yeah, talk to her.
We'll get off the air. We're gonna make something happen. By God,
she's glad to do that.
Because anybody that's listening to this broadcast and around here, they have to come to your show. There's no two ways around that.
Definitely.
They really need to come see it.
Definitely. This song I'm finna do, y'all ready?
What?
We call it Good Loving Daddy. That's the name of the song.
Well, now, wait a minute. Do you need her right now? What the hell are you doing?
Would you come in a
second? Willie needs Avril.
I'm trying to work you, babe, but you're younger than I am.
Oh, shit. I left something up in the car. Can you go? You ready?
Here we go. Good loving daddy.
Good loving daddy.
Talking to this young lady the other day, and she was telling me about how old man go out party all night long. And then when he come home, he can't do nothing but go to sleep. I said, baby, if I was your man and I go out with the boys, whatever, when I come home, I wouldn't be doing no sleep. This is what I'd be doing. Check it out. Listen, baby. I'll be there when your man came. I got something, baby, that your man ain't. So you can stop that conversation. When I get started, I'm looking for a hot situation. Stomp down love, real good love. Drink. And then I take you to my room. Cause I'm a good loving man. Let me tell you about it, baby. Listen. I'll be there when your man came. But I got something, darling, that your man ain't. So you can stop, baby, that conversation. When I get started, girl, I'm looking for a hot situation. Stomp down love. Real good loving, daddy. That's what I am, baby. Stomp down love. Real good loving, daddy. I'm gonna do it like this, baby. I'm gonna do it like that. Baby, gonna make it feel good. Yes, I am. Stomp down love, real good loving, daddy. I'm gonna make it feel good all night long. Come on, baby, make love, love till the morning come. I'm gonna do it like this. I'm gonna do it like that. Make it feel good all night long, baby. That's where's that. Stomp down love. Some guitar for me, Abba. Let's play a song. Woo. Play a song. Play the blues. Going live now. Come on. Come on. Hit it. Come on. Hit it. Come on. Hit it. Come on, yeah. Hey. Hit it. Hit it. Baby.
You know, I may go out on a limb here, but I think somebody got lucky listening to that thing.
Yeah. Tell me you recorded that.
I did.
You seen it Die Hard when the building explodes?
Yes, I recorded it, yes.
Tell me you got that.
Yeah, if you missed it, you're tough. But I did record it. Yeah, we'll release it
that
in a few
amazing.
Weeks. But, yes, thank you so much.
Wait, man, I enjoyed it. Like I said, I enjoy doing what I do. I love singing, entertaining. And I'm looking forward to do some shows.
I think that's a cool thing over there. And, we're looking forward to seeing some new stuff from you here real soon.
Yes, sir.
Some shows. We're gonna have some fun. And I want you to come back anytime, Booker. We built this room for you. Okay, for guys like you that are out there working and doing your thing, you want to come here anytime. You let us know, or let Mark know, and come on down.
Well, I appreciate it. And when I get my new release out, I'll let y'all
know. Please bring
it
down here. Yeah.
Do you have kind of a time on when you're thinking about that? Do you think in summer, fall, winter?
June 1st.
Oh, that quick!
I've got a date and everything.
June 1st.
We gonna do that. Then we gonna try to beat that deadline.
Uh-huh.
I definitely want to do it before I go overseas. Oh, really?
Absolutely.
I want the people to know.
Yeah, you want to take it with you.
Stuff. Yeah.
No, that's brilliant.
I got that band over in Italy. They never played behind me. I never met them yet, but what was the name of them?
Anthony Paul Orchestra.
Yeah, that's the one I'm going to play behind me. And I heard they're great, fantastic. And they... Anthony Paul always he's my favorite friend already.
The band I used overseas were great. We just sent my music to them, and when I got there, we rehearsed one of those stuff one time, and they had it down pat.
They are great.
They did charts on everything.
So I enjoyed it. I thank you for inviting me to the and seeing my friends is just amazing. I ain't seen them so long, and I enjoyed this. I really have.
Well, we want to make it every time an artist comes in here, we want to make it as special as we can for anybody, and I hope it was that for you.
It was very special for me because the guys I ain't seen in a long time. Well, I see Ab a little more because we do gigs together every once in a while, like Moscow, Tennessee. We do a little Jew joint in Moscow, man. It'd be jam-packed.
Can I just address the Australian in the room for a second?
Yeah, please do.
This is what I love about Memphis is you don't have to be from Memphis to be from Memphis.
No, exactly, yeah.
You've got that Memphis stank all over your guitar. For real, that was, yeah, I'm impressed. That was,
Yeah, Lord have mercy.
You learn off all these guys.
Okay? We all know each other. You just kind of soak it up, and I get it. Yeah.
That's the difference. When you're somewhere else and you read about it, you see it on a CD or a video, when you experience it in real life, that's the difference.
Yeah.
You soak that up a little bit more. And I've still got a lot more soaking to do.
Don't we all?
I'm not going where you're going.
I got one more thing to say.
Yes, sir.
And I hope that y'all will be playing in my song. Don't get your meat where you make your bread till I get my new stuff. I hope y'all play that because it's a great song.
I fully intend to add it to our rotation.
I sure appreciate it. I appreciate
the way to work
that.
Tomorrow. What are you talking about?
Yeah, are you kidding me? It's gonna happen.
I appreciate that. I really would, because that's a good song, man. I would love to tune in and hear that song. I would love to do that.
As a matter of fact, I got a couple of your tracks we're gonna play up out of the break as we wrap the show up. Saturday's a primetime party and Blues Stew.
Oh man!
I love Blue Stew. That's
man,
that's,
that was amazing.
That's a great record.
And I'm gonna tell you something. Have you ever heard of Itchabun Records?
Yes, yes.
That's who I was with when I cut Blue Stew.
Really?
Really?
Itchabun Records, man. That's when I told you I stayed in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And that was amazing, man. You know how that record company folded up, man. They was doing great, man. And bam, they just folded up all at once, man.
We're going to help you put it all back together. We're going to get you out there. The rest is up to you, my friend.
Well, hey,
I have no doubt you're going to go there and go tear it up.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Set that stage on fire.
I'm still doing my thing, you know.
Good.
But that Blues Stew is a good song. I appreciate y'all playing that. That's a great song.
Well, we're going to play it up out of the break. My thanks to you, sir. Thank you so much.
I thank you, and I appreciate y'all.
The Broom Closet is your one-stop shop for all of your metaphysical supplies and gifts. We stock candles, herbs, gemstones, incense, salt lamps, and more. We also host monthly rituals and events for those looking to get together with like-minded people. And the Broom Closet is the only place you can get your cards read by me, Reverend Emily. I'm an ordained Wiccan minister and Reiki master. Book your next tarot reading and see what's in the cards for you. Discover conscious living and being connected to an awesome community. The Broom Closet Metaphysical Shop is located in downtown Memphis, or visit our online store at thebroomclosetmemphis.com. The Broom Closet, where magic begins.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
BJ Banks is here in the studio from the Bartlett Songwriters Alliance, and Mr. Paul Crum is in here as well, but apparently partners in crime of some sort.
I was in a bar one night in an open mic, and I saw a couple over in the corner that, you know, weren't really hooking up, but just having a conversation, and they were showing each other pictures of their grandkids on the phone.
Right.
And I overheard a little bit of it, you know, of talking about their past, how long they were in place for college, and, you know, and waiting tables to work their way through school and
right.
stuff like that.
Right.
So I just used that and wrote a song.
You just form a story about it, yeah. You just, yeah, well, that you can kind of make up it as you go along, yeah.
Some of it comes from real life experience.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or tune in. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Right on. There you go. You heard what's coming up next time on the old program. It'll be a lot of fun, as it always is. It's fun for me to do, and I know it's fun for a lot of you folks to listen. I will say, ever since we swapped over to this new format, or not really swapped over so much per se as it is that we adapted the program to fit the needs of our discerning listeners. corporate speak. We got some good stuff, and I know we're hearing a lot from people that say, "Hey, we really appreciate it." So thank you so very much. Share the show. Tell everybody you know about it. That would help us out immensely. Just keep growing the monster, as it were. So once again, thank you. And before I go, before I get out of here, I have to you know, tip the hat. If you will, I have to, you know, give the nod. I have to acknowledge the impending doom of iHeart. You know, I used to work for them when they were under another, when they were known as the Evil Empire. They still are sort of the Evil Empire, but you know, there was Clear Channel, then it became iHeart and all of this stuff. And the times, they are changing. The nation's largest broadcaster is apparently, as of the production of this episode, is apparently they're filing a Chapter 11 bankruptcy, maybe. It could wind up as Chapter 7 before it's all said and done with. It's unfortunate for those of you who still work for that company. You may be out of a job. I'm sure you're probably far more aware of it than I am. But my hat's off to you. You folks did yeoman's work. I can tell you that. Now, those of you in the management end of that part of the industry, y'all can go fuck yourselves. Y'all did it to yourselves, and it's unfortunate. And I know I'm sort of being glib and probably lumping a lot of those managers into the same boat, but you guys signed up for this. That's really it. But the rest of you guys that spent time in the studios, production studios, on-air studios, spent time on the air, doing the work that you guys were doing, I feel you, and I wish you all the best of luck as another page turns, as the largest broadcaster in the U.S. is now finding itself literally against the ropes. So there it is. The only other thing that I really need to mention about that is that the CEO and all the upper management guys, they're walking away with golden parachutes. I don't understand that. You're $24 billion in the hole, yet you get a $200 million severance package. Great job. Hey, that's corporate America, though, right? It's the way it goes. Look, I got to go. Thank you again for being a part of the program. Take care of yourselves and take care of one another. We'll see you next time. Oh, and for God's sake, stop shooting each other, okay? I'm Rick Chet, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.